What troubled me most yesterday was to listen to de Blasio and Cuomo as they said, go on, live your lives. We're New Yorkers. We're resilient. Go on and do your shopping. Go on and go to the parade this evening, Halloween parade. And we're going to have the New York City Marathon coming up on the weekend. Go ahead and go to that. And don't let these terrorists disrupt your life. I understand some of that. But it's almost like these guys are accepting terrorism as the new norm. Dr. Jimmy, I know you lived in Israel for 22 years. Israel has been extremely effective in defending themselves against these same sinister demonic enemies. So what is it they do, and what is it we can learn from what they do here in the United States of America? In fact, what must we learn from them if we're going to be able to defend ourselves in the future?
Dave, that statement by go about living your normal life is key as the Israelis face this, which is the enemy inwardly in the state of the Jewish state of Israel. Now, that's the bottom line. But wait a minute. There's several prerequisites before you get to that point. Again, you have to stand up and tell the Islamic world, because terrorism is simply to spread fear among the body politic of not only the United States, not only Israel, but every country of the world. So you've got to do that ultimately, to stand in their face and say, we're going to not allow you to change our lifestyle. However, first, you've got to name the enemy. Prime Minister Netanyahu goes about naming the enemy almost on a daily basis. The other political leaders in the state of Israel, they're not afraid to use the word Muslim radicals. They believe that all Muslims are radicals. They're not afraid to call it war. They are at a war. And they have trained the body politic of the Jewish people to live on alert. In other words, walk circumspectly all the time so you're recognizing. Now, even back in the United States, when I see somebody's bag sitting someplace, I'll walk up to an authority figure at that location and say, whose bag is that? We need to take care of that bag immediately. That's just the lifestyle I've grown through 26 years living in Israel. That's the way we live. You've got to set up security. I've been in the airport there in Ben Gurion Airport, and an alarm would go off, and they would clear that airport within 1 minute because the people were alert and aware what needed to be done if there was some type of security threat. In malls, we drive into a mall, they lift the back of the car, they check in the trunk of the car, they look inside, they let you go on in, then when you get out of the car after parking it, you go to the door, they check your bags when you walk in. The same thing happened in restaurants. They have this special terror force. When I was doing the Day of Discovery, we were in a pedestrian location, a mall type of thing, and having a meal, and about an hour after we left, two terrorists came in killing. Within 30 seconds, there were a group of terrorist, anti-terrorist forces that were working out. They jumped on their bikes. They came down into the area. They shot and killed the terrorists. They were ready to do that, and they were able to do that because they profiled. They have the word profiling has come up time and time again in our discussion already today. You got to go about doing that, and then you start living your normal life. I think America needs to pay attention. Take some advice from the Israeli security people. They've been living in, as you've already mentioned, Dave, we've been living that way in Israel for just over 150 years. That's what they're used to. That's what they're alert to. And indeed, they've got to control the Muslim intake. They do that as well. They allow people to come across the border. Some of them are Muslims, but they take very security as it relates to the total intake.
You know, Dr. Jimmy, if our authorities in this country listened and implemented what you just said, because that was powerful, it would totally change, dramatically change the outcome of America's future with respect, and I'm talking about in a good way, with respect to this terror threat we face.